Oh, honey, baby.
Honey. You guys, also, people hate when we do that, so just fucking stop.
Okay.
Okay, so honey, guys, you know the drill. It's free, 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 motherfucking F-R-E-E, and that's it, and that's the drill.
I have this on my computer. I have saved hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, guys, it's a browser extension that you hook up to your computer. It's going to be in the left or right-hand corner, and when you go to checkout, literally on anything when you're online shopping, it automatically applies discount codes to that order. You don't have to press a button, yep. Nothing. It just does it, and then you're saving money.
Literally everything, anything. If you're shopping on Sephora, if you're getting food from Pizza Hut, it will apply a discount code, yep. If there is one available on the internet.
Yeah, guys, this is like our favorite thing because it's literally free for you guys. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/daddy. Again, that is joinhoney.com/daddy.
The lion, the witch, and the broom in the wardrobe. It's a tale of two worlds colliding. I was in Costco. There was a broom. The hair on the broom was like a little straggly. And I was like, no one's going to pick up this broom. Little did I know it was Alex. I threw her my shopping cart. Good God. Thank God we got Function of Beauty because she used to walk around looking like she was goddamn electrocuted. Brittle to the brim.
Guys, Function of Beauty, we talk about it all the time. It literally is the best shampoo and conditioner.
Seriously, you guys, Function of Beauty, we don't all have the same hair. Case in point, the broom across from me. So why would we all use the same shampoo and conditioner?
Guys, with Function of Beauty, you are able to customize what you're putting into your shampoo and your conditioner. So if you get highlights like I do, if you don't get highlights like Sophia, like you guys can personally customize them to whatever you want to work on for your hair. You take like a 5-second quiz,
yep,
and then you get sent it. It's the cutest little bottles. It has your name on it. You feel rich even
the
though
bottles
you're
poor. Are so cute.
They're fucking cute. So guys, if you want, you're gonna get 20% off your purchase because we hook you the fuck up.
Plus, Function of Beauty is vegan and cruelty free, and they never use sulfates, parabens, all that harmful shit.
It is functionofbeauty.com/daddy for 20% off. Again, that is functionofbeauty.com/daddy.
Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
Hello.
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 Daddy gang, is
Guten
that?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, Danke. It is the fathers back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy.
Daddy.
It's Alex and Sophia.
Back at it again.
So how are you guys doing today? Good.
Good. Okay, great. Let's move on.
You guys can definitely answer that. Okay. So today we're feeling spicy. We're feeling hot. We're feeling sexual.
We're feeling extremely hot because I thought this was just like a cute little like kind of jacket, but like also, but it's actually a jacket.
And it's scorching in the studio, but she doesn't have anything under the jacket.
Right.
So I see like the sweat coming down her chin and like dropping into her
titties. I fucked up, y'all.
So guys, where do we begin this week?
Well, Alex, I think that we should give them an update.
An update, yes.
Because we had a scary weekend. But first,
yes.
Alex has kind of been slutting around in the best way possible. Tell us.
Well, recently, I was laying in my bed one night and I was on Instagram and I was thinking about how, you know, I'm on dating apps.
Right.
But for some reason, as of recent, like I haven't really used Instagram to get dick.
Totally.
And I realized that's so stupid.
Right.
Instagram is a second form of a dating app and we've told the daddy gang that. So why am I not taking my own advice?
Yep.
So one night when I was high in the clouds,
I feel like a lot of things happen when you're alone in your room high.
They do.
Like every morning, Alex is like, dude, I got so high last night. And like, these are my ideas. Them down.
And they're always like, great. What? Come on. Okay. So what I started doing is I started DMing a bunch of dudes, some with blue check marks, some with not.
Equal opportunity employer.
Equal opportunity. And what happened is they started to answer.
Oh!
What an idea, right?
Wow.
And so they started to answer me, and I think I was just shocked because I was like, holy fuck, that was pretty easy.
That was so easy. Probably easier than the whole dating app.
Yeah. And for a little bit, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to say? What do I slide in with? But once I started getting on a roll, I was just copy and pasting my slide in.
What was the slide in?
I'm not going to tell you yet. I want to give it a second because anyone out there that I'm sitting in their DMs, I just like want to like,
right,
you know.
Right.
But anyways, So I started DMing these guys, mm-hmm. and this is not to flex. It's more so to give the daddy gang information. Like, a decent amount of blue check marks were answering.
Oh, shit.
And I...
Alex is not to be fucked with.
No, but it was one of those moments where I was right. laying there, and I remember texting you being like, why the fuck haven't we been doing this?
I can attest to that because yeah. I have never
right?
slid into a guy's DMs.
Neither have I, ever.
So hi.
I've slid in on dating apps, but I've never slid in the DMs. So guys, so I started sliding in, yep. and now I am talking to two specifically... new guys yes. that I'm like pretty excited about.
And I'm very excited about because guess what? Not athlete.
Oh! Oh,
that's the thing, guys.
Shocker.
So I guess girls, it's not just guys sliding into yeah. DMs. Like, hello, it's 2020. Girls yep. slide the fuck in.
Yeah, just a reminder, everyone go right in there.
Okay, that's not even like what we wanted
no,
to talk about.
No, that's like the beginning of it.
Yes. If anyone follows us on Instagram, you should. Mm-hmm. Sophia Franklin, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y.
Alex Cooper, Alex with an A, Cooper with a C.
But more Sophia.
Yeah, but also follow Alexandra. No. So anyways, so if you guys saw us this weekend, it looked like we were in the yeah. middle of fucking nowhere. Which yep. we were.
Yes.
So one of the guys that I've been talking to
is
an athlete. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
No. He is an art dealer.
Yes. Alex has been diversifying that portfolio. Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. And so he's a successful art dealer. Yep. And he like created this app and he like wrote a book and just like,
whoa.
I don't even know what to do
wrote
with myself.
Book?
I know. I'm like, I don't know. I have a sex podcast. Like, no, but it's cool. It's different.
Right.
And
no,
so.
Not to stereotype athletes, but I just like imagine like you can't have conversations with them. They're just so hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now you can have a conversation
right.
with this guy.
So he's extremely intelligent. So anyway, so we've been going on a few dates. The first date we actually went on, he like gave me his book and I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is a
oh
different
God.
World.
Was that a turn on or turn off?
It was hot.
I could see that being really hot.
So I was just, I think, I don't even know how it really came about, but I was talking about how Sophia and I like never get out of the city together.
Yes.
And the art dealer has a other house like in upstate New York. And he was like, oh, well, no one's using the house. You and Sophia could go to my house.
Right.
And I was like, that sounds so cool. Like,
totally.
Get out of the city, like venture forward.
Yes.
So I threw the idea out to Sophia and Sophia was like, absolutely, let's do it.
Yep.
So we started the weekend by going to rent a car. And if
yes.
you guys know, we live in New York City, so Sophia and I rarely ever drive. So we had to decide who was going to drive, and I regret it to this moment. I let Sophia drive.
The thing is, I'm a good driver.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No,
I
you're
haven't
not.
Driven a nope. car in how long?
I don't know, but
so
I regret
a little
it.
Rusty.
So Sophia gets
Fuck
behind
off.
The wheel. 3 minutes in, we almost hit 12 buses.
No.
Sophia is swerving, gliding into lanes, and I see this.
Guys,
bitch.
She's drama. Don't
no,
listen to her.
Sophia's, you didn't even check your rear view mirrors.
Anyways, we got there completely safely and so fast.
Barely.
Efficiently.
So we get the, okay, yeah, so we drive up there, we get mm-hmm. to the house. The house was dope. It has all these windows and it's
yes.
cool and
yes,
living
see,
for it.
It was cool. So let's explain the house.
Okay.
This is not a regular house.
No.
I think we need to establish
yeah.
that.
To get to the house, we had to kind of like off-road a little bit.
Swerving, winding road
through the trees.
Mud. It was just a little creepy looking. There was a abandoned house shed and like fucking water
yes.
tower
like to,
on the way
yeah.
there.
Yeah, to get to the house, it was a journey and
yeah.
we didn't feel like we had passed civilization.
It was a journey through the Blair Witch Project movie. It
right.
legit looked like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which like he hadn't warned us about.
Right.
So like, we were like, oh, look what's going on. We finally get there. We drive up to the house. It looks beautiful. We're like,
right.
oh my God, this is exciting
yes.
for us and our retreat. Our retreat.
So we get in the house and it's set up very differently
than a normal house, though.
For example, there are multiple levels.
Yeah.
But on the different levels, you can look down mm-hmm. onto the level below.
Yeah, there's like balconies attached to rooms.
Yes. There are windows that look into other rooms.
Yes.
There was I think this was maybe the most interesting. There was a jacuzzi, and I'm using quotation marks because it ended up being a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
that was located on top of the master bedroom that you could access through a spiral staircase.
And with the jacuzzi, it was on kind of like a balcony that you can look down into the bedroom.
Yes.
And then you can go down the spiral staircase, and from the master bedroom, you can enter a library, which enters down into the art gallery.
It reminded me of the Winchester Mystery House.
I have no idea what that is, because you know, if that, is it scary?
Terrifying.
So why would I ever know what that is?
Let me just talk about what it is quickly, and people are going to be freaking out.
I'm
going to
get scared.
I know. It's this house. It's located in California, I think Northern California.
Okay.
Built so long ago by this crazy woman.
Okay.
Her husband like invented the rifle and killed like an insane amount of Native Americans.
Okay.
And so she was so paranoid that there were going to be like spirits coming after her because her husband did that.
Right.
She built this house, the Winchester Mystery House. You can go visit it. We should do
that. I'm not
going
to, but thank you. You're like, we're going to go. Actually, never.
Alex is biting her
fingernails. I'm like getting nervous.
There are stairways that just lead to a wall. There are like, there are stairways that will just lead to like a room that goes into a room. There are doors that open to a wall.
That's fucking terrifying.
And the construction workers building it had to carry a map with them so they wouldn't get lost in the house. Like, it's crazy.
So kind of like where we were staying.
So guys, Winchester Mystery House, DM me.
So anyway, so basically we get to the house and in the daytime it was super cool.
I felt so confident and strong during the day.
Yes.
I was like, I've got this.
This is fun.
Yes.
Even me, I was like, this is cool.
Then come nighttime, nightfall. I go into my room, Alex is in her room, and then I yell out, I'm like, Alex, are you kind of scared? And Alex, all of a sudden, fucking shows up with her mattress to my room.
I was sitting in my room, guys, like, I don't want her to know I'm scared. And if I verbalize I'm scared, then all of a sudden it's real.
Right.
And I'm sitting in my room and it's time to go to bed and I'm freaking the fuck out. And I just knew there's no fucking way I'm
sleeping
in this room by myself.
None. We have a sleepover. And I just want to point out that the door to the master bedroom that we were staying in had a bolt on it.
Yes.
On top of just a regular lock.
Yes.
And I don't want to, like, you know, justify our paranoia, but why?
But why is there a huge bolt
to
a bedroom door?
Uh-huh. So we left early.
We left early and we booked it home.
And I'm ashamed, but also not ashamed, because I saved our lives that day when I decided that we should go home, because I know something was about to go
down. And
then
we barely made it home when Sophia decided to go up an exit ramp and we basically almost crashed and burned and died. Worst
That's
driver in America.
That's not fair. I'm a little rusty because I don't drive
regularly. It's also not fair to put the passenger in harm's way like you did to me.
So I got us back to the rental place in one piece.
We got back to the city. We went home, and then Sophia ventured off to Suitman's apartment.
Yes.
And the terror continued.
The terror continues, and not in the way that you guys think, in a different way. We didn't have service while we were up there.
Right.
I'm sure that added to why we were scared.
Yeah.
Actually.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go ahead and say that was
justifiable. Yeah, I agree.
Anyways, we didn't have service, so I barely spoke to Suitman while I was there. And before I left for the trip, he was in LA.
Which is already an issue.
Not in a scary way, but in a scary way, because the girls in LA are so hot and
right.
they are all trying to suck his dick constantly.
Constantly.
I don't know if that's happening, but like, that's just what I come up with in my head.
Right.
So I hadn't seen Suitman in forever, and we hadn't been talking as regularly.
Right.
So I came home, and I had anxiety, and I was like, well, why do you have anxiety about that?
Right.
A, he couldn't get a hold of you, sweetheart.
Right, you're the one that went on the trip.
Right. But I think it's because in the past, when my boyfriends have gone MIA,
right.
it's because they've been balls deep in another girl's pussy cheating on me.
So sad.
Or because they like did a little too much DMT and maybe tried heroin and they like would go into a coma for a few days.
Right. And like all while probably cheating too.
Yes.
In that coma.
Yes.
Right.
So
naturally, while you're the one that goes MIA, you still feel uncomfortable that because I'm MIA, what are they doing while I'm MIA?
Yes. Because my trust issues
at an all-time high
have not been resolved.
Right.
Yet.
And it's not fair.
No. So I got to Suitman's. And I was already just having a little bit of anxiety, nothing to do with him, only to do with my trust issues.
Right.
I walk into the bedroom, and I'm like, something's different. Mm-hmm. something's different in this room. I couldn't pinpoint it. I text Alex and I'm like, I just got to Suit Man's. I think his bedroom just looks a little off. In hindsight, guys, his bedroom was exactly the same. His bedroom.
Everything was perfect.
Maybe, you know, he moved a sock from one drawer to another. But I'm just trying to point out that, like, that was just me in my head and my crazy neuroses, because I am a neurotic person with trust issues. Like, his room was the same.
The same.
But I just had a moment where I freaked out. Right. You know?
Absolutely.
So I brought it up to him. That, I mean, that's just another story for another day. He's probably going to leave me fucking any moment.
He's like, you're constantly thinking I'm cheating.
Yes.
Even when I'm sitting here, you're like, take that blanket off of your lap. Is there a girl under there sucking your dick? Like, you are out of control.
Right. Right. So I text Alex, though. Mm-hmm. And I say, Alex, I just got to Suit Man's and I went into his room and I just think it looks different. And tell me I'm being crazy. And Alex responds, and I'm thinking, you know, she's going to, like, tell me, Sophia, you're crazy, stop. And she goes, yeah, I'm sorry, but I think it is kind of weird.
Like, if you feel that vibe in that room is a little shifted, then I bet it's fucking shifted.
People don't get what we're saying.
No.
I'm laughing because the only reason Alex answered that way is because she's fucking crazy too.
Because while Sophia was in the heat of the moment, feeling paranoid trust issue levels, being like, hey, Al, hey, Big Al,
yes,
I'm feeling a little insecure, I was dealing with it on my own end. So when Sophia texted me, I'm like, absolutely, he's disgusting, because listen to this. I said, you absolutely have every right to think that something shifted in that room. Also, look at this picture of the salmon.
Give me a second. Alex does respond saying, actually, I think it is weird. And then she sends me a picture of salmon.
Salmon.
And I'm like,
hey, girl, you cooking tonight?
E. coli. Like, is she going to tell me the coronavirus was fucking spread by salmon and not bats? I'm like, what's happening?
The Canadian is back in full force.
Yes.
And the Canadian and I were very on and off. Some weeks we don't speak. The next week it's like marriage. Yes. The Canadian and I are back on. And the Canadian is being all like, oh my God, I'm coming to the East Coast soon. Like, this is amazing. Like, joking that he wants to come meet my family, like, lots is happening. He sends me a picture of salmon.
Yeah.
And I look at the plate of salmon, and there was too much fucking salmon on the plate for it to be for one person. And he said he was cooking. Yeah. For who?
For who?
For who?
He said he was alone.
And he said he was cooking for who else? So I sent it to Sophia, and I said, and I just kept it vague, does this plate of salmon look like it would be for one person?
Yes.
To which she said, no.
I said, he's meal prepping.
I said,
because I was really for a second going to be like, be the voice of reason when Alex cannot.
Right.
I said, is he meal prepping?
I said, Canadian does not meal prep.
At that point, I looked at the salmon. I did a full look around and I was like, even if you were starving, there are two pieces there that are just fucking extra.
They're just extra.
I don't care if you have the munchies. I don't care what the Canadian was doing. Too much salmon.
Salmon overflow.
Salmon overflow. And I'm sorry, there had to have been a girl with him.
And the thing is you guys are like, you bitches are so crazy.
And yes, we are.
Justifiably.
Yeah.
Why did he cook that much salmon?
No, guys, no. It wasn't the salmon. It wasn't Suit Man's room being different. It was our trust issues that are carrying over from past relationships into these.
And we were just annoyed.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason.
I literally was like, Suit Man, go ahead, rearrange your entire fucking apartment because I'm out. I didn't. We had an argument. He was like, I feel bad for you that you literally, your issues are this bad. Goddamn. And I was like, all right.
I feel bad for me too.
I'm going to start going to therapy.
Well, you already go.
I already go.
And
but I'm going to really just bring up the
double
trust
it
issues.
Up.
Yes.
Double it
double
up.
Double sessions.
Stitch Fix, guys. we want you guys to look amazing when you go on your dates, men and women. You don't want to be showing up in fucking khakis. We don't want you showing up with the pirate boots, women.
Nope.
It's just not a good look, okay?
No, and it's not like Alex and I are, you know, fashionistas right. by any means. Right. That's why Stitch Fix helps so much. If you don't have a stylist and you can't afford one, like most of us, Stitch Fix is the answer.
Yeah, guys, basically, you're getting a personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to you. There's a bunch of well-known brands on this website.
Guys, after you complete your style profile online, your expert personal stylist will send you a hand-picked box of items based on your style and preference so you can look hot as shit. There's no subscription required. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free, F-R-E-E, and the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you keep from the box.
Guys, this is available in the US and now the UK. Okay, so you guys are going to go to stitchfix.com/daddy for 25% off. Again, that is stitchfix.com/daddy. So
we have not done a questions episode in a very long time.
There's a lot of people reaching out. There's a lot of chaos going on in the world. Coronavirus shit's just popping off. Everyone, just wash your hands.
The first case in New York just happened recently.
Sophie and I are terrified. We're never going to leave our apartments. But the thing is everyone is asking us questions recently more than usual. And we're like, we got to give to the daddy
gang. Give back.
Like, give back.
Give back that advice that people are like, I will never take that advice ever.
Yeah, wait. Our advice is usually so. No, this week, I swear, like, I feel like there's shit that's going to come out of me that's going to be like healthy.
I agree.
So with that motherfucking being said, Chalk, Dan, Serena, Dorota. It's motherfucking questions of the week. Dan, motherfucking
questions
of the week.
Okay.
Questions of the week on some Bible.
Guys, I'm actually going to leave right now.
guys, I'm actually done.
Just kidding. I secretly fucking love it.
Okay, questions of the week, bitches.
Who's going to go first?
Ooh. Maybe me.
Okay.
Because I just feel like I have a lot to offer.
You're just ready.
I'm ready.
You warmed up with that question.
I'm ready. Okay. This is a really fucking good one.
Oh.
Okay. Fathers, would you ever consider fucking a guy that you're not attracted to? He's a good friend of mine, and I'm in a dry spell, so judgment is out the window. To paint a picture, he is 5'5", and I'm 5'7". He's balding and just overall not good looking. But there's nothing like breaking a no-sex curse, like easing into it with someone familiar and that you don't really have to be insecure about. Am I crazy?
I have the best answer ever.
I love when you say that. I can lean back, relax, and let you take it.
So one of my friends.
Okay.
Has been hooking up with a guy that she is zero attracted to.
Okay.
She was kind of in a dry spell and she decided to do the same thing.
Got it.
She's shown me pictures and he's not, you know, Brad Pitt.
Right.
He's actually maybe a 4 or below.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyways, they've been fucking. And she told me it is the best sex of her life.
Shut the fuck up.
The best sex of her life.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, like he's got some moves. Like is
got
his
that big dick
just amazing? And she said, no, I think it's because I go into having sex with him feeling zero pressure whatsoever.
Okay.
I don't need to worry if I look hot. Mm-hmm. I feel so fucking comfortable with him. Like all my inhibitions are out the window. And she said, I have an orgasm every single time I have sex with him. When usually she's like, that's not the case.
And usually we would call girls out. They're like, I have an orgasm every time.
No.
Your friend's not fucking lying to you.
No. She tells me, she's like, oh, I definitely don't come every time. But with this fucking ugly ass bitch. Fucking nasty ass guy.
Nasty ass.
She's coming all the time.
That is.
And it makes sense to
me. I think Daddy Gang, listen the fuck up. Because I think this is actually kind of a brilliant breakthrough right now. We have talked about in episodes how guys like sometimes to fuck a 5 or a 6 because they can go in there and they can smash her head through a wall and they can fuck
throw the fucking cum rag onto her belly and be like, I'm going to turn around and like abracadabra, you better be gone.
Climb out the fucking window and yes, we're on the 4th floor, but figure it out. So we have talked about men wanting to fuck kind of less attractive in their mind girls because they can be just like so filthy and yes. like disgusting and just go for it and just get their nut and not worry about the girl's
totally.
Nut. And we've never talked about the opposite right. of girls going to fuck less attractive guys to them yep. to get their nut. And I think it's because women are different in a little bit.
Yes,
and obviously
of
not
course.
All women, but most women need to be a little bit mentally stimulated by a man mm-hmm. and physically attracted to the man in order to get off.
No longer.
No longer, hoes.
No longer, Daddy Gang. If you're a girl and yeah. you want to come... fucking pick the ugliest of the litter, the little runt, and fucking...
Maybe not like you're disgusting.
Okay, like I could... I could calm it
like
down.
Like you could calm it down to being like,
But just give them a chance if you're not that attractive.
I agree.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
SOS help daddies. The guys. Mm. I think she meant to say guy.
Okay.
I'm currently fucking loves buttholes.
Asshole.
I can take a hot nude front shot, ass shot, bent over, rubbing my clit shot, anything. But he wants close-ups of my asshole, which I just find so unsexy. Any nude tips on butthole shots and how to make them hot?
Fuck. Whoa.
This is a first. This Damn. Is a first. I have not heard this before. I did ask Suit Man. He said personally he wouldn't find it hot. So I don't know how common it is, but part of me could kind of see how it's hot.
Right.
Like, especially the guys that really like anal.
I agree. Actually, something just came to me. I agree. We're going to sit here and be like, oh, like that's scary. Is it hot? Is it not? This man
likes
is
it.
Telling you he likes
yeah.
it. So almost pretend it's your fucking pussy, like you would be sending normal news of your pussy.
Yeah.
He's into the asshole. So you being timid, don't be. He's literally saying that this yep. is his thing. So fucking take pictures of your asshole
yep.
and send away. Get in
Stop
there.
Stop holding back.
Stop holding the asshole.
You're
Stop
letting-
clenching. Don't clench. Release. Let that shit go.
And wow, what a metaphor for life.
No, but I think like embrace it.
Because I know guys are gross and when we think we're being dirty, they are even thinking dirtier.
Right.
I'm going to assume he wants her bent over or
yeah.
like ass cheeks spread.
Spread, yeah.
Do that. You could put a toy in your asshole.
Absolutely.
He'd probably love that. And if you really like want to hit him with something different, if he's so obsessed with assholes, maybe get your asshole bleached. I've thought
yeah,
about doing that.
I have too. We should talk about that.
But also don't if you don't want to.
Right.
I'm not.
So, girlfriend, yeah, I agree. Don't do it if you don't want
to. I'm not here being like, go get it bleached.
Every girl, go get your asshole
no.
bleached. No, I think that's a good point. I think give him a little bit of the asshole.
Give him the asshole.
Get him that asshole.
Okay.
Okay, on to the next.
This was written in by a man. What's up, Daddy? I'm going to get right into it. This girl and I have been on 7 dates or so. How do I figure out if she's just using me for a meal ticket? We haven't had sex. She's offered to pay once. Don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem paying, but not to even offer, I think is odd maybe. Also, I don't think we've had sex yet because she says I'd be her second and she broke up with her ex a year ago. She's 22 and I'm 29, so I tend to date older women, so I'm in uncharted territory. Please feel free to have this on the podcast, whatever. Help a brother out. I like this girl too, but I need to know if I'm getting played.
Wow. That's
Some
actually
realness.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So the whole thing about paying for meals on
yeah,
a date.
Yeah.
I think whatever you think is right, I think you should do it. If you think it should be as the woman.
Yeah.
Because I know some women are like, it's 2020, like we are going
50-50. Yeah. You and I, abso-fucking-lutely not. That's not how I feel. You pay and you pay and then I'll give you the pussy. Kind
mooches.
Of. Mooches.
We are mooches.
But like, tell me you wouldn't be turned off if a guy on a first date wanted to split the bill with you.
Oh my God, on a first date? Even, they've been on 7 even then.
Even, yeah. I would be
honestly,
like, no.
Yeah.
But okay, he's saying that they haven't even had sex.
Yeah, so it's not so much about who's going to pay for the meal. It's like, they've been on 7 dates and she hasn't fucked him.
Yeah.
I
fucking prude.
This might, actually, this might piss girls off, but I kind of think 7 dates is a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that that is strange. And is it fucked up that I think he should be like, are we fucking or nah?
Or nah. Or nah.
Like that song
no.
from The Weeknd.
Yeah. Or nah.
Or nah. Right?
Yeah, I actually totally agree. Here's one thing. If she's blowing his dick and she's right. like showing signs that sex is coming.
Yes.
Because I've gone past 7 dates with a guy and not fucked him.
Yeah, but, I think this is different.
But I think I've put a dick in my mouth. Like, I think I've...
I am sure you have.
Yeah. So I think that... I don't think it's weird that she hasn't offered to pay. However, if she's younger and you're, like, worried that she's using you, what I would say is stop taking that bitch to fucking dinner.
Oh, that's great.
All of a sudden now, you're done with the dates. Yeah. You don't need to wine and dine this bitch. You're not getting laid.
I agree.
You're literally not getting laid. Why do you keep going on dates? So what you should say to her is, next time she's trying to hang out with you, perfect. Yeah, come over. Netflix and chill.
I was about to say, obviously, don't ask her, are we fucking or not?
Or not.
But I think that you should set up a date that's at home and you guys are watching a movie and I think you should try to make the moves on her.
Yeah.
And if she tries to stop you, I think you should have a conversation.
I do too. And maybe if you're like, yeah, you can come over and like we'll order in and like watch a movie, maybe you literally pull up your Uber Eats and like you're like, oh, I'm gonna get like Italian tonight. What are you gonna get? Kind of being like, oh, what are you ordering on your app over there? Because I'm not fucking paying for your shit, bitch.
Dude, that would be so amazing. Obviously, don't do that. But
like, how good?
Yes.
Yeah.
But make a move on her. And if she's like, no, not tonight, I think you should ask her.
Yeah, I agree.
Are we ever going to have sex?
Yeah, are we ever?
Actually, don't ask that because she'll say yes.
True.
I think we've hit a moment in time where we should.
You need to fucking take your pants off.
But kind of. I mean, as a girl, if I was on 7 dates and the guy wouldn't fuck me, I'd be like, what are we doing? But that would never happen in the history of America, probably. Because guys just can't
disgusting.
Keep it in their pants.
Okay. Some girl wrote in and was like, all right, I have an issue.
Okay.
My gynecologist told me to avoid having sex with people who have big dicks.
What?
Apparently, I have small reproductive organs and it'll cause damage. Although I love a little gut rearranging, I don't want to fuck up my organs. How should I go about telling guys this? I want them to be a little careful when pounding me. Is this real? A guy's dick can't fuck your organs.
Hold on.
But maybe...
I don't even want to give advice because she's like receiving medical advice from a doctor.
Oh, true.
But that sounds strange. First of all, I would love to ask the gynecologist, what is big?
Wait, yeah? Oh, yeah.
If you're going to go ahead and tell me that, give me inches.
Yeah, the gyno's like, every time that guy whips his fucking dick out, you got to fucking measure it and make sure he hits that requirement because
girlfriend, if it's 8 and above... Tell him you can't.
You can't.
Medically.
Medically.
I'll write you a doctor's note.
She's like, actually.
She goes in with a doctor's note.
She's like, hey, can't fuck the night. No, I think.
That is really, really interesting. Anyone in the medical field, please write in and tell us if that's a thing.
Is that a thing? Or just be like, yeah, fuck me, like kind of with just like the tip.
That actually
go halfway
can be
hot. In. Because remember how we always talk about small dicks for the win sometimes because they can hit your G-spot in a different way? Maybe just make sure they're not going fully in.
Right.
Except when he gets super excited and all of a sudden he rolls in there and it's like, ooh. Yeah, I don't know, girl.
No, I think that's a great point. Have him do just the tip. I think that can be hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's not like he's going to fuck up your throat.
Oh, my God. A cum savage for sure.
A cum savage in the making.
Take that shit to the back of your throat, sweetheart.
Wow.
That's really interesting.
We're going to do a little swerve.
Okay, swerve on them hoes.
And I think this can help a lot of people, including me.
Okay.
I like social media and I like my friends on social media, but it also terrifies me. I never take a pic that is good enough for the gram, and I find myself getting so insecure when I go to post. I'm a 7 on a scale from 1 to 10. I have a couple decent looking posts. I just don't get a lot of good pictures. What's the bare minimum I should keep on my Insta if I'm not a regular poster?
Wow.
Coming from, obviously, someone that does not regularly post,
yeah.
I actually should not be giving advice on it because I suck at it too. I totally know what she's talking about. I do get anxiety when I'm about to post.
I think that is really interesting because my entire life, I have not thought twice when I'm posting. Like, you see me, I post all the time.
Yes.
And I don't know if, well, I think you've notice, but maybe other people don't notice. But like, as of recent months, I feel like on my actual page posting pictures, I haven't posted as much.
Yeah.
And I guess I just...
Is it because you started to get anxiety?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think that there is something about today's culture with social media that everyone is expected to have this like Instagram face. Like we literally see girls getting surgery to like literally change their face to look like the filters.
I posted an article. It's called The Instagram Face. Oh. I think it was published in the New York Times or something. You guys should check it out. It's crazy.
So girls specifically have this like overwhelming pressure to look exactly like the girls they see on social media, and it can be crippling it's anxiety driven, and you don't want to look too fake, but you want to look natural, but you can't look too natural because then you're not hot enough.
First of all, Photoshop. Half of the reason girls are constantly posting pictures where they look beautiful is because they are really good with Photoshop.
Yep, they're so good at Photoshop.
Girls can take a picture where they look ugly, and because they're using Photoshop, they will upload it looking like a 10.
Literally a 10.
So it's almost like, wow, maybe if I was super good at Photoshop, which I'm not, I would post more.
It's literally like what we're seeing on the internet is just fake.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to like want to post a selfie where I'm like, oh, I do have a blemish there. Like, do I post it or what? So I think
with that said,
yes,
the thing is I think because Instagram has become so fucking fake, I have noticed this thing where girls are now posting pictures with a blemish.
Yep, with cellulite, with stretch marks.
Because that is almost more attractive now, because guys and girls can tell when they go to a girl's page and every single picture they look perfect.
Yep.
And I am totally one of those people that I've never posted a picture with like a blemish.
Right, right.
So,
and so I think for what she's asking is how many. I don't think you need to be posting regularly.
You need to have, though, a certain amount of pictures that when someone goes to your page, they're not like, why are there five photos?
And also, and the last one she posted was like in 2015. What the fuck does she look like now? I think
about once a month?
I think once a month, or even you could do like once every 2 months.
And then just make sure your page has enough pictures that you don't seem like a catfish.
I agree. Okay, this girl wrote in and she said, how do I stop being a complete crazy bitch to my boyfriend when I'm drunk? LOL.
Oof.
He has cheated on me before, and I think I resent him for that, and it just comes out when I get drunk. I have major trust issues, and I gotta tone it down on the drinking so I don't black out, but I just don't know how to fix this.
These questions are hitting home, and I don't like it
at all. I don't like it at all. All right, so there's a couple things happening here, but let's first address the fact that her boyfriend has cheated in the past. She decided to stay with him, and she's trying to have a healthy relationship, but every time she's getting drunk, it's coming out.
Every time she hits the bottle, she's like, remember when you cheated on me?
And he's like, you promise you'd let that go. And she's like, but I just want you to like remember. Like, let's just like.
I'm not even fighting. I just think like, why did you do it?
I'm just saying, like, just remember. Like, memory lane, babe. Like, we're just reminiscing on the times that you porked my best friend.
Fucking pour me a shot.
Fuck you. Okay. So, from a basic level of drinking and getting mad at a guy, I can so fucking relate.
Oh my God. I lived, I would say, 5 years of my life
just every
time.
Yes.
It was like fine if I had two glasses of wine. And once I hit the third, it was like, oh, wow, we are about to talk about every single fucking thing you've ever done. Yes. Let's go.
Let's get ready. Get ready.
Yeah.
It is, and this is the reason I think why drinking, you really have to mature in your drinking, because like, I remember in college, in the very beginning of college, like I was so trigger finger fucking happy with sending texts to the guys I was talking to when I would drink. And it was like Alex, when I would wake up, I'm like, you just fucking ruined it all. You're a piece of shit. Why do you do that? It is hard when you drink to not get in your feels and to not get emotional. It fucks with your emotions, obviously.
Yeah. So what I was going to say for this girl is, and really for anybody that gets cheated on.
Yeah.
If you decide that you want to forgive the person.
Yeah.
You got to give yourself a lot of time and maybe therapy or whatever you want to do and really forgive that person before you get back into the relationship.
Totally.
You have to let it go if you decide you're going to date them again.
Yeah, as fucked up as cheating is, but also like for the win, but also for not the win. Like if you get cheated on, the shitty thing is if you stay with that person, it is not really fair to then keep bringing it up throughout your relationship. You're deciding to stay with that person. Yep. You're deciding that, okay, even though you completely broke our trust and even though you completely went and you were shady behind my back and you broke my heart, if you're going to stay with them, then it's on you to decide that you're going to leave it in the past and move forward. So the fact that you're going out and you're getting drunk and you're bringing this up, to me, is a bad sign of like, maybe you can't
maybe
move forward.
Right. Maybe you can't get over it, or you really need to give yourself time.
Yeah.
You know?
And
maybe
stop
he fucking
out.
Cheated like the month before.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
The drinking and the blacking out, we like make jokes about it all the time.
Yeah.
If this girl, every single time she drinks, is blacking out or turning into like an angry drunk, that could be a sign of a problem. Who am I to fucking talk at all?
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe go to therapy about it too.
I was gonna say, if you're constantly blacking out, that's not a great sign.
Right.
And
hi, that was me. Yes. And I started going to therapy and I got shit under control.
Yes. And it's like, there's no shame behind that. But if you're constantly blacking out, you're fighting with your boyfriend, there's a lot more issues I think that you need to like get solved out.
Right. Maybe take a break from drinking.
Yeah, guys, I think that like, and everyone in college and everything, like obviously drinking is a part of the culture. But if you're constantly waking up in the morning and you're fucking up your life with your relationships, you need to fucking settle down.
Yep.
I think there are a lot of people out there that have a really hard time with knowing their limit and not taking it too far. There are some people that go out and rage and party and literally it's like, you didn't have to go that far.
Yeah.
And did you even have fucking fun?
Right. Right. And like, and please, for the love of God, I do not want people to think we're preaching, because literally up until a year ago, I was out of control.
Yeah.
So I feel you guys with that, but yes, keep it contained.
Yeah. Boom.
Great.
Guys, Noom. It's that time again. Time to reflect on the year that you've had and focus on your goals for the new motherfucking year. Noom. Noom is a habit-changing program that uses psychology to teach you how your mind works so you can understand why you make the decisions you make, you little degenerates.
Noom can be used for any goal that you have established for yourself, okay? If you want to eat better, if you want to feel better and have more energy,
self-care, feeling confident, literally whatever your goal is, Noom helps you have healthier habits and put them in place.
Noom is based in psychology, okay? Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and empowers you with the right tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. Over 80% of Noomers finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year.
If you guys are interested, you are going to go to Noom.com/daddy.
N is in Nancy, O is in orgasm, O is in orgasm, M is in moaning. Noom.
Noom.com/daddy.
Okay. A boy wrote in.
A boy.
A boy.
A baby boy.
He said, hey, hard to write this, but I have a question. When I was a kid, I used to ride steers. I don't really know what that means.
Me either.
And got stepped on and ended up losing a testicle.
Okay.
I've always been self-conscious and try to always leave a girl satisfied. Studied Kama Sutra, but I want your opinion. Do I need to get over my self-consciousness or am I justified?
Wait, so is...
He's missing a ball.
But he can still come and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's great.
I think... I don't really think girls give a shit.
I don't think girls give a shit at all, because half the girls don't even like look at the balls or touch the balls or lick the balls or do anything with the balls.
Yes.
And
have you ever hooked up with a guy that only had one?
No.
I haven't, but I really don't think girls give a shit.
I thought you were gonna say, but I really want to. No, but I don't think girls give a shit at all. If I were you, I think that could almost be like one of your lines that you use on your date or something.
Oh.
No, like, I'm not kidding. Like, that is, it's a classic, not defense mechanism, but that people that are insecure about things, if you're the first one to throw the joke, then you own it.
Yeah.
And it's yours, and no one can feel uncomfortable when she goes down on you, and it's not this, like, unsaid thing. Like, if I were you, like, we always say fake it till you make it. Like, that's not something to be embarrassed about.
You know what, Alex? I
totally think you have a point.
Right.
Because first of all, if a guy has something going on, I would rather he tell me in the beginning than when I'm about to like put his dick in my mouth.
Right. And then like,
because then
like,
it's scary.
And also if you're like, wait, is there, am I missing a ball? Where is it? What's going on? Yeah.
And also if you bring it up and you are A, funny about it and B, confident about it. Yeah. That's great.
Because it's not, okay, it's one thing if you're like, my dick doesn't work.
Right.
So you're just gonna have to go without sex. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, I never ejaculate. Like, it's like, okay, there's one less ball. Yeah. Great.
Girls don't care.
That's perfect. Now she can put the whole thing in her mouth and it will be easy. Okay, great.
There we go. Okay, this is gonna be really quick. Okay. I just need to address it.
Okay.
We have talked about high-waisted bikinis. Men don't like them.
Disgusting.
And girls have gotten really upset.
So upset.
They've sent me death threats in their little fucking ugly high-waisted bikini. Yep. And I'm like, I can see why you want to give me a death threat. Yeah. Because good God. Look at what you're wearing.
Right.
This question. Okay. So the high-waisted bikinis and pants thing, does it apply to underwear? I was hooking up with this guy for a while who thought high-waisted underwear was absolutely the hottest thing. That might have just been a him thing, though, because he also liked looking out of windows during sex. Okay. Is that a thing? I'd love your input. Also, love the show. Hashtag Daddy Gang.
Well, I think we can get rid of the window thing I've never heard of. I don't think.
Can we just ignore the window portion? Yeah,
that's throwing me off. I'm like, I've never had a guy that's like, no, I can't fuck in this room. I'm like, why? He's like, the window's not accessible. I got to shift. I'm
I know.
Like,
is
what?
It claustrophobia?
Yeah. Does he stick his head out or just looks to see like there needs to just be a window in case he needs an exit? Like, I don't. Let's just forget that. Okay. The high-waisted thing, though.
Okay. I was sitting next to Suitman when I was reading this. And okay. I was like, I have a guy right next to me. I'm going to fucking send this question his way.
Right.
I asked him about the high-waisted bikini because I just needed confirmation.
Right.
He said they're disgusting.
Disgusting.
I brought up the high-waisted pants, mm-hmm. which I wear regularly.
Right.
He said disgusting.
Oh, shit. You're like,
I like look down and I'm wearing fucking pants up to my tits. And I was like,
you're like,
so why didn't you ever bring that one up?
Ooh,
by
that's
the
like
way,
so touchy. Like, and it's so sad because those are the moments where you're like, oh wow, like is he so happy I'm bringing this up because he's been trying to tell me not to wear these pants, and he's like, thank God she's fucking asking. Those are disgusting.
Imagine if he started his answer with, "I am so glad you brought that up."
You're like, I'm gonna take them off right now. Okay, so he thinks pants are disgusting too,
right? But like, our love can prevail,
right?
You
right.
know, like
you throw out every pair, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. He said high-waisted pants, gross. Again, girls, I am just relaying the info. If you want to keep dressing like that, do it.
Do it.
Probably will.
Right.
Not with a bikini, though.
No, never.
I asked him about the underwear. Mm-hmm. He said, is it a thong in the back? I said, I'm going to go ahead and guess no. Mm-hmm. He said, well, then fuck no. Okay. And I was like, hold on.
Hold on.
Because saying high-waisted to a guy, they don't even know what high-waisted
means. Right, right.
Okay?
So you got to show like evidential pictures.
Yes,
right.
I pull up pictures.
Okay.
He said, I guess if they are completely see-through or lace and like kind of the butt cheek is hanging out below, it's fine. But that was still him pretty much being like, no.
Okay.
So I am going to guess most men do not like the high-waisted trend.
MILF Hunter has literally said, get the fuck out of my face with those fucking shits. And we're like, whoa.
Those shits.
Disgusting.
So high-waisted, yes, if it's a full-blown thong in the back.
Right.
But aside from that, most guys don't like it.
Okay. I just want to say
that
on Call Her Daddy, we are not sitting here telling women, because I know we're going to get DMs of people being like, I don't dress for men.
Uh-huh.
I feel confident on the beach with my high-waisted bikini, so fuck you guys. That is fine. Mm-hmm. If you are going to the beach and you want to have fun with your girlfriends and you know you're fine with every man on the beach looking at you like, hey, there's a girl with a diaper on, then fine. But what we are saying is men do not think they are attractive.
No.
If you don't care about that, then wear them till you die and rock them and post in them. But
and
when
accept
you
celibacy for the rest of your life,
you fucking
will never get
bitch.
Fucked.
But no, we are just here to let you know what is fuckable and what is not. And I'm telling you, girls, from the bottom of my heart, mm-hmm. I have had days where you think I'm going to get in a fucking low-waisted little thong bikini. Get the fuck out of my face.
No.
Hi, a one-piece can one be piece. So fucking hot.
A one-piece.
You can have side boob one-pieces. You can have a thong one-piece. Like, you can look so hot in a fucking one-piece.
Yes.
So don't fucking come at me and tell mm-hmm. me that high-waisted is hotter than one-pieces, because every man in my yep. life that I have asked has said one yes. piece over high-waisted diaper.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just went off, but.
No, that's great. And this is the last thing I'm going to add.
Okay.
I talked to my really good friend who's a guy.
Okay.
And I asked him why.
Okay.
Not only do you guys think it's unflattering on the ass.
Yeah.
He said, I assume those girls are trying to hold in their fucking bellies.
Okay.
And I just assume that all of that is them using it to like keep it cinched and sucked in.
Right. It's almost like high-waisteds come yes. off to men as a catfish. Even yes. though it's not, like yes. even though you could be wearing high-waisted, you can be yeah. like totally fine and confident with your body,
mm-hmm.
men for some reason see high-waisted and they think, oh, she's hiding.
What is she hiding?
What is she hiding?
I have been bloated before and been like, ooh, I got to wear some high-waisted jeans
right.
today.
Right.
It's fine. We're just relaying the message. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, relaying.
Good day and good night.
Good night. Okay. So if you guys remember I think it was one of the most iconic stories you just told last week was of the NBA player telling the girl to shut the fuck up after they just had sex and calling his baby mama
mm-hmm.
and pretending like there was no one in the room.
Less of a story, more of a nightmare.
Nightmare, yeah.
A horror story. Mm-hmm.
We have another kind of like updated version of this.
Oh, fucking great.
Great. Girls and men, listen up, because now I want to fucking try this. This girl wrote in and she said, I was dating a guy who did that dreaded FaceTime thing once too. It was 3 a.m. and he FaceTimed me to tell me that he was going to bed. But I knew something was up, so instead of hanging up, I covered the screen so the FaceTime would appear all black on his end. From there, he thought I had hung up and just threw his phone down, but no. I was still very much watching and listening. He started talking to his friends in the room about how he was meeting up with some girl to fuck her literally right after I had, quote unquote, hung up. Horrifying. Okay. That is so terrifying.
I'm upset.
Dude, it's kind of like when we've talked about like leaving your AirPods in the room and then walking out and listening through them. Like, I think a lot of people's biggest fears is like hearing what's being said about you when you're not supposed to.
Right.
The fucking voicemail I heard from those people. Like, shit is fucking scary. The fact that she was brilliant enough to just cover the screen.
I am really at a loss for words.
Right.
Because I could see that working.
Right?
Especially if you're the one that, like, you usually do the hanging up. Or if they right. usually do the hanging
right.
up. You don't really pay that much attention
right.
sometimes.
Unless he was literally going to go use his phone right away. And then he's like, right. okay, I see, I'm still on FaceTime. But if he just puts his phone down, he's like, yo, I'm going to fuck this girl.
Right.
Oh, my God.
The thing is, there's no harm in trying.
No harm. No harm.
Just see if he hangs up or not. And if right. he doesn't, you're fucking in it to win it. And if he comes back to his phone and he's like, you weirdo, you're going to be like, babe, is
hello?
That you?
Hello?
And then you grab your phone. You're like, oh, my God, I had no idea this thing
no
was on.
No clue. No clue. I mean.
I'm going to try this. Even though I know Suitman isn't doing anything.
Absolutely.
It's not our fault. We are sluts. A girl wrote in.
Speak for yourself.
There's apparently a slut gene called the DRD4 gene. It determines how our bodies respond to dopamine, which makes the person more likely to have more sex and more likely to cheat.
You must have that fucking gene on gene.
Down for generations. We can't help it, but we whores. XOXO, love y'all. So, guys, if you ever get caught cheating, there you go.
The fact that there's one thing for her to say that this is what makes you like slutty horny. Mm-hmm. It's another thing. She's like, and that's why we cheat. That's the exact reason we cheat is because we're so we're horny as fuck because we have this gene. Is this a thing?
Well, let's all get tested.
And we hopefully get all tested for positive so that we have an explanation as to why we cheat and why we are whores.
Yep.
And also if you do test for negative, just say you're fucking positive.
Just say it.
And that's probably the only time we'll ever tell you to get tested and lie and say you're positive if you come back fucking negative. That's the show for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Call Her Daddy. Another episode, another time, and another trail.
Another trail, and the trail is, you know, just chugging along, and it's getting close.
Guys, yeah, we can't really say much, but
the trail is the trail, and the trail is the trail.
And you'll see what it is soon. So we love you guys.
Love
you. Go follow us on our personal Instagram.
The trail.
That's where it will be. Alexandra Cooper.
Sophia Franklin. Y.
We love you guys. We will see you around town.
Goodbye.